Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Nicole Jansen, who is the founder of Discover the Edge and the Leaders of Transformation podcast, reaching listeners in over 140 countries. She has been empowering entrepreneurs for over 30 years. Her vast experience in business, leadership, and human behaviors has uniquely equipped her to bring out the best in others. That is such a cool bio, by the way. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Mitchell.
Oh, you are so cool. I would love to hear and have the audience learn a little bit more about you through what I discovered when I asked. And what is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Sure. Thank you. My CPOP is entrepreneurs who want to make a difference and they have a big vision, but they get stuck on making money.
So I've been in Silicon Valley for 35 years, and it's really interesting as the world has changed the transformative components of, are we there to make money? Are we there to change the world? Are we there to make a difference? And then sometimes it's so interesting to see what derails, where people end up going based on money coming in the door and now changing their vision, which is not exactly where they started. So I'm kind of curious how you address this. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, first of all, I focus on, it's kind of like fundamental to everything I do, is I focus on transforming the way people see themselves, the way they see others, and the way they see the world around them. And that's really about having that abundance mindset and seeing the world differently. And so as a result of that, because what happens a lot of times, entrepreneurs, you mentioned about being in Silicon Valley, they have this brilliant idea, lots of brilliant ideas in Silicon Valley, right? And but then they look at it and they go, well, how am I going to make money at that? Well, you know, this is the big idea, but maybe I'll settle for this little thing over here. And so first of all, we've got to get them to see things differently. And that's what I do, is I help work with them to help them take their purpose and translate it into a profitable business where they can make money, they can have fun, and they can do what they do best, which I'm a big believer in helping people to play to their strengths, because that's where we have the ability to be the greatest and bring the greatest value to the world.
Nice. And how are you delivering?
How am I delivering that?
Yeah. What's your service? Yeah.
Yeah. So I coach one-on-one, and I also have a podcast, and I speak and train and work with teams. And mostly I work with the business leader themselves, because that's where it begins, right? So helping them understand why they're in business and have a bigger picture, and then they can translate it to their teams to be able to do that as well. So when I talk about strengths, I'm talking about the individual strengths, the team strengths, and the business as a whole. What are the strengths of the business?
And could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Sure. So I've been in business, as you mentioned in my bio, I've been in business for over 30 years. I started very young, and I've had tremendous experience. I mean, I've sold everything under the sun, and I also had the opportunity through that to build very successful businesses. And one in particular was an 8-figure business. And I learned a lot on the way up. It was amazing. And I learned even more on the way down as we crashed and burned. And so with all of that experience that I learned, I'm able to take that and work with entrepreneurs. And I've worked with over thousands of entrepreneurs over the years. I mean, it's been an incredible journey, wide variety of industries, and being able to apply what we applied to one industry into another industry and just bringing that diversity to the table. It's been incredible. And then building systems and processes in place to be able to move people forward really fast.
Mm. I was going to say tasty, and I'll just still say very tasty. Sounds beautiful. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, I have my podcast, Leaders of Transformation. Like you, I love podcasting and interviewing people. So I've interviewed over 330 people, not as many as you, but we've had some great conversations.
It's not a race.
That's true. And so that's one of the ways that I do it. But I really, you know, honestly, how do I share myself? How do I share who I am? It is really on a one-on-one basis. And I'm a big believer in I love coaching. I think coaching is an important asset. But a lot of times what I find are coaches, they tend to get into their boxes and systems and they say, this is, you know, they want people to fit into their system. And what I'm a really big believer in is customization. And so while I have tried and true systems and processes in place that I've used that work, what I do is I actually tailor them for the clients that I'm working with, whether that be speaking on stage, whether that be training a team, or whether that be working one-on-one, and even my podcast, you know, I don't have a set system. It's like we just have a conversation and we let it develop from there. And what that allows me to do is to apply one of my strengths, which is actually seeing the strengths in others and bringing out the best in others.
Mm. That's absolutely beautiful. So if you're listening or you're watching and you are an entrepreneur that wants to change the world or provide value and add back, but you're getting stuck on that necessity of making money, reaching out to Nicole Jensen would be a beautiful thing to do. Nicole, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. The best way is discovertheedge.com. That's my website. They can access the podcast. They can find me on social, and they can also book time with me if they want to have a conversation, talk further.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us.
Well, thank you for asking.
Always my pleasure. And hey, if you're at this part of the episode, you recognize how important Nicole's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode. Subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.